ratcheting up the tensions over Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russia has conducted missile tests, including of one capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from Lviv, Ukraine.
New satellite images from Maxar show Russia's deployed over two dozen more attack jets to Belarus to the north and 50 more helicopter gunships. To the southeast in Crimea, over 60 more helicopters have been deployed. With dozens of world leaders in Munich, Russia not only skipped the security conference for the first time in over 20 years, it also sent a very undiplomatic message, launching multiple missiles in the land, in the air, and at sea, including an intercontinental ballistic missile from a mobile launcher. When deployed, it can carry multiple thermonuclear warheads capable of reaching Washington, D.C.
President Biden says he's convinced Russia will invade Ukraine. Many world leaders are taking part in that security conference in Munich. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi among them and telling attendees she believes Putin may be threatened by Ukraine.
I think that part of his fear and Putin's insecurity is that the people of Ukraine have embraced democracy, free market system, and the rest, and they like it, and they will not choose the Russian system over theirs.
Ukrainian President Zelensky met with Vice President Kamala Harris at the conference, saying that his country just wants peace. A longtime associate of Jeffrey Epstein is found dead in his prison cell this morning.
Jean-Luc Brunel was reportedly found hanging in his prison cell in Paris around 1 a.m. The 76-year-old was arrested in December of 2020. French prosecutors allege he was part of the late Epstein's global underage sex ring. He was being held on preliminary charges. They believed he was involved in providing hundreds of women and girls to Epstein through the modeling agencies he's managed over the years.
Fox's Christina Coleman in L.A. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Authorities in southeast Missouri say two people were killed and more than a dozen hurt from a shooting early today at a party. It happened in the town of Charleston. Public health officials talking about a sub-variant of the Omicron COVID strain and what it could mean.
Cases of COVID virus infection likely due to the virus's Omicron variant are waning, but there's a subtype or strain of the variant some scientists have been referring to as stealth, in that many of the available frontline tests can't easily detect it. New research now shows the second strain of Omicron is also much tougher in that it can spread faster, but there's been no determination if it leads to increased chances of hospitalization or if it resists vaccines. So far, public health agencies are not sounding alarms. The research came from South Africa and Denmark. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Amid a lawsuit against the NFL, a former head coach has a new job in the league.
The Pittsburgh Steelers Saturday announced that Brian Flores has been hired as a defensive assistant and linebackers coach for the team. Flores was fired last month as head coach of the Miami Dolphins after three seasons and a 24-25 record there. However, he made headlines recently for filing a class action lawsuit against the NFL and three teams, the Dolphins, the New York Giants, and the Denver Broncos, alleging discrimination in the interview process with the Giants and Broncos, and in his firing by Miami. In that same lawsuit, Flores alleged, among other things, that Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered him $100,000 for every loss in 2019 in an effort to tank for a draft pick. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Investigators in Dallas have arrested a 60-year-old man on a capital murder charge and a 1984 killing of a 21-year-old woman after linking him to the crime through DNA. The Dallas County DA's office says Edward Morgan was arrested in the killing of Mary J. Thompson, who was also sexually assaulted. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.